Darling, I'm home from work. Honey? Love of my life? Sweet cheeks? Hello? Why do I think I know what you're doing? Honey? Oh, there you are. Playing video games. No, yeah, it's 6 o'clock. Oh, you didn't realize? Yeah, did you? What did you do today? You played video games? Oh, that's great. What's for dinner? You didn't make any. You didn't realize that it was six. You lost track of time while playing your game. That's not a good enough excuse, now is it? Now, when you were the breadwinner, I had dinner on the table every day at 6 o'clock sharp. Unless you called me and said you were going to be later, then I would wait and time it so that it would be out of the oven as you were walking through the door. Right? So, why are you not living up to your duties? No, it's not just dinner. The floor is filthy. When was the last time you did a load of laundry? There's dust everywhere. No, I know you dusted last week. I did a daily dusting. Since I was home. And my job was to keep the house and to keep you. Right? And now you're not just not keeping the house, you're not keeping up with yourself either. Okay? This is unacceptable. Hello? Are you gonna say anything? My goodness. Are you ignoring me? No. No, you can't keep playing this stupid, useless game. Turn it off immediately. Turn it off. I said. Turn it off now. Good. Now come here. Nice and close, please. Thank you. Get on your knees. Are you really gonna talk back to me right now? You know you're in trouble. Get on your knees. That's better. I prefer it when you're looking up at me. Now, tell me, are you proud of the work you did today? This is a yes or no question. I don't want to hear your excuses. Or your explanations. Yes or no. Are you proud of the work you did today? See, that's what I thought. Look around the house. Are you proud of this? No. Do you think you're living up to your duties as a house husband? No? Good. You're right. You aren't living up to your duties. Now, I've been doing well. Going to work. Bringing home the money. Keeping a roof over your head and mine. Giving you enough money for groceries and clothes and whatever trinkets your heart desires. Even money for that stupid game that you wasted all day playing. And now I'm home. I'm home from working hard to bring home money. Working hard all day, and I'm hungry. And there is nothing for me to eat here. I never let you go hungry, did I? No, I didn't, did I? I've been so good to you, haven't I? Answer. Out loud, haven't I been good to you? Yes, I have. And this is how you repay me. Aren't you ashamed? Yeah, you should be. Aren't you sorry? Yeah. Then act like it. Grovel. Beg. Beg for me to forgive you. Do it now. Show me how sorry you are, darling. Show me. You know, when you say it like that, I almost believe you. But I can't. Because this isn't the first time you've done this, now is it? No, it's not. So what are we going to do about this? No, I don't think we're going to do that. I don't think you've earned forgiveness yet. I think that you need to make this up to me. In fact, I think that, you know, we could actually kill two birds with one stone, right? I mean, you have nothing to eat, do you? Right? So why don't I give you something to eat? Doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't it? So, take my clothes off for me. Yeah, start at my shoes, because, I mean, that's what's closest to you right now, right? Groveling at my feet. Don't you feel pathetic? You look pathetic from here. Thank you. Do you mind, unzipping my pencil skirt for me? Yeah, it's so uncomfortable. I have to wear it all day, slaving to make money for you. And it's not easy, you know. I work in a an office full of lecherous men who think that just because I'm pretty and I wear a pencil skirt and a blouse and a blazer and kitty heels that I'll submit to their whims, but you and I both know that that would never be the case, now would it? No. What look do you think they would have on their face if they knew what I did to my dear, sweet husband the second I walked through the door? I think they'd be awfully surprised that a girl like me could hold so much weight over a man like you. Now, get this blouse off of me. Your touch is so gentle. You know that. Can you undo my hair from this bun, please? It's giving me a headache. Or maybe you gave me the headache. Thank you. That's so much better. Now, come join me on the couch. Oh my god, it's so nice to lay down and stretch my back. Darling, you know what would make this so much better? If you, used your tongue to relax me a little. Would you mind lending me your tongue? No, you wouldn't mind? How sweet of you. You know, you're such a good boy when you act like this. I just wish you acted like this more often. Now, why don't you get to work? Gentle, okay? Please. I mean, I know you're trying to atone for your sins, but you rub your tongue so eagerly. A little too much for me. Darling, please go slower. I mean, it's the rush. Or are you just that hungry? There, please. Slow down. Look at me. This is so cute when it's covered with me. Please, slow down. Okay. Try again. There you go. Little circles. Oh. Darling, you're doing so good. Now, practice your figure eights, darling. Good. You're doing so well. Okay. Please, right there. Keep rubbing there, please. Wow, you really did well, didn't you? I'm so proud of you. See, it's okay to make mistakes as long as you try to fix them after, right? No, I'm so proud of you. Now that you've eaten, why don't you go make me something to eat? Thank you, darling.